Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. St. Peter Congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and on this 18th Sunday after Pentecost, we look forward to sharing Christ's holy word with you through scripture and song. Common themes in our readings are repentance and humility. The prophet Jeremiah was called by God to proclaim the message of God's judgment on the unfaithful, unrepentant southern kingdom of Judah. Today's reading is one of what are called the six confessions of Jeremiah, in which we gain an understanding of his faith in God. God made known to him that he was being plotted against, even by those from his hometown. He calls for God to judge these his enemies. As a gentle lamb led to the slaughter, Jeremiah foreshadows the promised Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We hear of this lamb in the hymn, "A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth."
A reading from the 11th chapter of the prophet Jeremiah. The Lord made it known to me, and I knew. Then you showed me their deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I did not know it was against me they devised schemes, saying, "Let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be remembered no more." But, O Lord of hosts, who judges righteously, who tests the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them. For to you have I committed my cause.
To give for us.
In our reading from the Epistle of James, he speaks of the meekness of wisdom. Calling the straying Christians an adulterous people, he echoes the words of Old Testament prophets as they had addressed Israel, unfaithful to God and his covenant with them. There is a call to repentance. Submit yourselves to God. Cleanse your hands and purify your hearts. But this cleansing can be accomplished only through faith in the cleansing blood of Christ. The hymn, Son of God, Eternal Savior, tells of this saving work of Christ for each of us and the life that we live to serve others as a fruit of our faith.
A reading from the third and fourth chapters of the Epistle of St. James. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have, because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the Scripture says, He yearns jealously over the Spirit that He has made to dwell in us, but He gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you.
Son of God, eternal Savior, source of life and truth and grace, Word made flesh whose birth among us hallows all our human race. You are head who throned in glory, for your own will ever plead. Fill us with your love and pity, heal our wrongs and help our need.
The Gospel reading puts together two messages from the earlier readings. In the first part of the reading, Jesus is telling his disciples of his impending death and resurrection. They were still completely unable to comprehend this, but they were afraid to ask him about it. The second part of the reading brings out very clearly that if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and a servant of all. You are called to proclaim the redemption Christ has won for all. Your faith is shown by serving others, regardless of their social, political, or ethnic background or status. Serving children in the time of Jesus' ministry was considered a low, humbling position. Here he places the responsibility on everyone who believes in him. We hear of our own place as his children in the hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father.
A reading from the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. The disciples went on from there and passed through Galilee, and Jesus did not want anyone to know. For he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and were afraid to ask him. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12. And he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them. And taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me."
We have enjoyed being a part of your Sunday morning through the sharing of God's Word. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Always know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, followed by Bible class and Sunday school for all ages. Our midweek generational ministries continue this Wednesday with Joyful Noise, fellowship time for children and their families. For more information on any of the happenings and activities at St. Peter, please call 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. God's mighty arms are always open to welcome us, protect, and keep us.